Hello, hello, I'm Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. How is everyone doing? I apologize for getting this to you late. It's been a very hectic day, but better late than never. Let's talk about all the Sunday action, a lot of good stuff. Maybe the most fun game, at least the most fun to just browse on TV, was Colts 7, Bills 13 in a massive snowstorm. I mean, like, 6 inches snowstorm. I mean, obviously, drastically affected the way the game was played. The nutshell here, and just let me just mention this too. I mean, as it stands right now, the Bills are in the playoffs, which is utterly amazing to me. They nearly lost this game at the very end. The Colts score, go for two, and get called for a pick, which I don't know if it was or not. I mean, it was within a yard, you're allowed to get in the way of the defender in a route. I thought it was under that, but whatever. So then they end up having to kick an extra point, which is a 43-yard extra point in this blizzard. Vinatieri nails it. And then, amazingly, to end the game, the Bills, like, moved the ball like real football. Like, completed passes looked good. McCoy got loose, runs for a touchdown, wins it. So, Colts are 3-10. Bills are at 7-6. Their schedule isn't very hard. So at some point this week, we're going to talk about remaining games, and let's kind of lay that out for everybody to know. And right now they're in the driver's seat, but the way the AFC looks, I mean, they look like the worst of the possible contenders, and they're in the best shape to get in. This game shocked me. If you listen Friday, I picked the Bengals to win. I felt good about it. Bears blew their doors off. And I don't know if this was just a big letdown after that Steeler loss or if they kind of cashed it in. Trubisky played really well. Best he has. I mean, they won 33-7. Howard had a big day. I mean, Kendall Wright had a big day. This game, I'm not going to harp on some of these games because there's nothing really to take from it. I mean, the Bears, there's something to take from it. The Bears just owned it from the beginning and really was never close. They're now at 4-9. Bengals are at 5-8. They are done. Packers are not done. They're now 7-6 in a game that was very losable in Cleveland. Browns have yet to win a game, of course. I thought that this might be it. It wasn't. I thought this could be the Browns' win, and they did some good things for sure. Crowell had a big day. Gordon looks good. I thought Kaiser is improving, you know, gradually. I didn't think Hundley played all that well, but his numbers are good. Adams had a big day, a huge touchdown in overtime to win this thing. Packers are still alive. We will be finding out soon if Aaron Rodgers is going to return. I would be surprised if he doesn't. They're in good shape. Well, I don't know if they're in good shape, but they're lucky. They're not lucky either. I mean, I'm going to eat my words here, but they got out of this game with a win. They're still alive. They're not in good shape. They're still alive. Tough schedule coming up, and Brownies, I don't know if they're going to get a win or not, but the Packers took this game over in the fourth quarter. This one, Kansas City really beat the crap out of the Raiders. I mean, going into the third quarter, it was 26-0, and yeah, the Raiders made it 26-15, but it was basically garbage time. I thought that you know, Lynch played well, and he still looks good. I would wonder if he's going to consider coming back next year. Cooper got hurt early on. I thought Carr was really poor. I thought their defense is still really poor. They finally got Kareem Hunt going, Kansas City, and Tyreek Hill had some big plays as usual. Smith was efficient, played well. But again, this game wasn't close. I think the Raiders' season is over now. They're at 6-7. Chiefs and Chargers are at 7-6. Raiders have a tougher schedule than those two. Although, someone's going to lose next week. Chiefs are playing the Chargers in Kansas City. Get to that here in a minute. All right. Cowboys 30, Giants 10. Eli returns. They hung around. I mean, this was 10-10 at the half. Although, if you paid attention to the game, it really seemed like Dallas was the better team, basically start to finish. Rod Smith had some big plays. Dez had a big play. I thought Prescott played well. I thought Dak was coming out of his slump, so to speak. Giants are pretty hapless at this point. You know, they got very little from Shepard, a little bit from Ingram. Eli certainly wasn't great, a little bit from the running game. Their season's obviously over. You know, they're 2-11, I think, as it sits right now. They have the second pick in the draft. Cowboys are 7-6, still alive. Big win, and they handled them pretty much start to finish. This was a miserable game. Lions end up winning in Tampa 24-21, and they too are 7-6, but I don't think they're, you know, like when we do power ranks tomorrow, I'm going to have Dallas well ahead of the Lions. You know, I mean, I don't think they're a playoff caliber team at all. Tampa's really disappointing, but this game, so many turnovers. I mean, it seemed like every 5 minutes somebody was turning the ball over. Eric Ebron, big day. That was impressive. The Bucs ran the ball pretty well, although the Lions' run defense is maybe the worst in the league right now. Stafford had a big day through the air. Again, I mean, the Bucs should be better than this. The Lions kind of are who I thought they've been, to be very honest with you. Stafford-driven. Rest of the team is lackluster, and they have a lot of needs, in my opinion, on that roster. These are two powerhouses, and I'm starting to worry a little bit about the Vikings, just because, obviously, the Wentz injury is helpful to them for seedings, but they got a lot of O-line injuries, and Keenum was under a lot of pressure. Thought that front seven for the Panthers played really well, and Carolina won this game 31-24, and they controlled this game for a pretty good portion of the time, too. I mean, the Vikings got some late scores, didn't go away. Thielen showed up big, but there was, what, three big plays from Carolina, Funchess, Stewart, Cam, that were sort of the difference. But I thought their defense was the key here. Minnesota, they're going to be fine. Don't get me wrong. They'll win their division. They're going to be okay. But O-line injuries kind of smells a little like last year. Didn't have hardly any running game, a lot of pressure. Thielen was up. He had a big play, but he was up and down. I'm not worried about him, that's for sure. Also, not worried at all about my man Jimmy Garoppolo. He's really good. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I've been telling you for a while, he's really good. They win 26-16. They're 3-10, starting to do some things. There should be optimism in San Francisco. Texans are now 4-9. Obviously, both these seasons are over. Hopkins was amazing yet again, as always. Savage gets injured in this one. I mean, I don't know how they left him in the game. And I know O'Brien came out since then saying, if I would have seen the video like I saw today, he never would have been in there. And I believe that. But, I mean, his hands were twitching and after getting hit, and he's bleeding out of the mouth, like coughing up blood. I mean, it amazed me that somebody didn't grab him and been like, dude, you got to get out. You're out. You don't have a choice. Obviously, two teams going nowhere. And I think there's a lot of long-term optimism with these two teams. You know, Garoppolo, Watson, get a lot of the guys back from Houston. Another big offseason in store, hopefully, for the Niners to add a lot more talent. So I think their franchise is going in the right way. But I just love the way Garoppolo is playing right now. I didn't see this one coming either. Pretty sure I picked the Broncos, but I didn't expect 23-0. And McCown is injured. I would imagine you set him down for the rest of the year. It sounds like it's going to be Petty next week. I honestly didn't see a whole lot of this one, but they won 23-0. I reckon that the Denver D was a dominant unit, but that's just guessing off the box score, to be very honest. I mean, this was the game I paid the least attention to. Cardinals 12, Titans 7. Titans are 8-5. Cardinals are 6-7. As I've been saying, I am very unimpressed with the Titans. I mean, I think they have a chance to fall out of the postseason. The AFC is getting a little more competitive now. Teams like Baltimore, the Chiefs/Chargers are looking a lot better. I'm not sure Tennessee's on par with those teams right now. And really, didn't do much at all in this game. I mean, Chandler Jones deserves a lot of credit. Been great this year, quietly. He's leading the league in sacks. Mariota's struggling, though, man. And that offense in general is a nightmare. They didn't run the ball at all. I think there's big problems in Tennessee. Much bigger problems than an 8-5 record would indicate. Mentioned the Chargers earlier. They whipped up on Washington. I mean, they're now 7-6 and rolling along. Combination of the two running backs did well. Rivers had another big day. Terrell Williams with some big plays. Not a lot to get excited about right now in Washington either. You know, it's tough times, to say the least, and there's a lot of injuries. Played some tough games, obviously, too, but I think the Chargers are pretty darn good, I mean, to be very honest with you. And when I start fiddling with power ranks tonight while I watch the game, I think I'm going to have them pretty high. So here's the heartbreaker, of course. Eagles get the win, but Wentz is lost for the year with an ACL. I thought it was between him and Brady for the MVP. Now he's going to be out of that race. But still, they get a big win. They're 11-2. The rest of the way isn't all that daunting. Foles is better than some backup situations. They should be getting a bye still. It's not all lost. And I was asked, you know, by the score, I'm going to write an article here soon, too, about where the Eagles' chances now. Gurley was strong in this game. And Wentz was really good in this game, too, before. I thought Wentz outplayed Goff pretty noticeably. Chris Long had a huge strip sack at the end of the game as the Rams got back into it. I thought the Eagles were the better team for the majority of this. I mean, it was 24-14 at the half. But the Rams were the better team, were strong in the second half, didn't go away. A lot of action for Cooper Kupp. And Goff didn't play badly, you know, from what I saw at all. It's just he was not as good as Wentz at the time. This is a blow to the Eagles for sure, who I think were the best team in the NFC. I can't say that they still are. Foles is a lot more deliberate, a lot slower with everything he does. Certainly not close to the playmaker when things break down, or the physical specimen, or the passer of the football. But you could do worse as backup quarterbacks go. Rams now at 9-4, Eagles at 11-2. Rams were fortunate that they lost, and so did Seattle, who's still a game behind the Rams. They have a game coming up. Jacksonville wins this game to go 9-4, 30-24, Jacksonville's favor. And Wilson completed a couple long balls late in the game, but he also forced some long ones that ended up in interceptions, and he certainly hurt his MVP chances. Didn't play great, but of course they didn't have much of a running game, and he has to do everything in some degree, and you're playing against the Jags D, who's excellent, especially against the pass. Great secondary work by them, as usual. Fournette got his. Jags weapons are starting to develop. Guys like Keelan Cole and Dede Westbrook. Marquise Lee as well. I mean, it's kind of been a fixture for them all year. But I think the story here is Blake Bortles played well. I mean, like, it's 2 weeks in a row. You know, as we're coming down the home stretch. Now, I'm not saying, like, boy, sign him to a long-term deal, or everything's all solved, he's going to be great, or anything close to that. But Blake Bortles played well for 2 weeks in a row. And the way they're set up, he hasn't made mistakes to begin with all year. But the way they're set up, I mean, if he can play pretty well, this is going to be a tough out. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to knock off the Patriots or anything like that, but they're going to be a tough out. I mean, that D is really nasty. Last game, Steelers 39, Ravens 38. I've been obviously talking about this all day. I thought the Steelers' offense was unbelievable. Bell was really good. Ben's been great. AB's unbelievable. And that was one of the best defenses in the league that they dropped 39 on. That being said, we were talking about Steelers' defense. I think it's a massive, massive problem. You know, that said something on the radio here locally that of all the, quote, good teams, potential playoff teams, 500 better type teams, Steelers D right now might be the worst. And Shazier's injury has a ton to do with it, but that's not the only thing. You know, that they are a sieve. And yes, the Ravens offense played better last week and was quite good in this one. But, big picture, I think the Steelers D is very much going to hold them back in terms of being an elite type of team. Flacco played pretty well. Alex Collins is really impressive to me. He's better than I thought every time I watch him. Steelers picked on Carr. You would think that, you know, they picked on the first-round pick, but that's not really what happened. It was mostly Carr. Baltimore got some pressure, but the defense in general had a big they walked into a Steeler buzzsaw. Steeler offense right now is one of the best in the league, and their defense is one of the worst in the league. And these last couple weeks have shown that, allowing way too many big plays, missed tackles. They look slow without Shazier. Ravens are still in pretty good shape. They got three pretty, very winnable games. They're sitting at 7-6. Wouldn't shock me at all if they end up 10-6. As usual, is it time to worry about the Ravens' D? This is a one-time thing, I think, in Pittsburgh. But the Jimmy Smith injury is big. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I'm curious to see how the defense finishes up the rest of the way for Baltimore. And if it gets back to playing like it has for the majority of the season, you know, this team could be a tough out. We'll see. Guys, kind of a quick one. Like I said, it's been a hectic day. I have to try to get something in my stomach. I haven't eaten for a long time because I've been so busy. And I got kickoff for Monday night coming up, too. So, good stuff. We will do power ranks, and maybe we'll talk. Maybe we'll incorporate that with rest of the way schedule for the contenders, just the three games they have. Maybe we'll kind of like briefly pick them, like, boy, they got these three games. They should get to 10-7 or 10-6, you know, like I kind of did with Baltimore just now. Good stuff. Spread the word on the Locked On Network in general. We are booming. Thanks so much. Over and out.